Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, my friends. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is
on. I'm glad the GOP moved to amend the Republican platform in the way that they did, but not for the reasons you might expect. I'm just rather fond of truth in advertising. Let's examine the new MAGA platform honestly, and perhaps I should say fearlessly. The House failed to pass the resolution of criminal contempt against Garland, imposing a fine of $10,000 for every day he refuses to obey the subpoena and surrender the Biden tapes to Congress. The vote was 210 nays and 204 yeas. Four Republicans voted against the resolution. Go figure. Of course, this brings up the Biden question, to go or not to go. That is the question, at least for Biden and his family. But the question for the Democrat elites is, how do we get rid of this guy?
These things must be done delicately, or you hurt the staff.
Yes. Yes, these things must be done delicately. Our question is, who will replace him? And my question is, on that, how do the Democrats get themselves into this mess to begin with? And even more concerning, how do the Democrats expect to steal this election? And that brings up the fate of the SAVE Act, Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, which passed the House, by the way, with the support of five Democrats. And it's the effort on the part of the Republicans and others concerned to secure election integrity by requiring all who vote to show proof of U.S. citizenship. President-elect Biden declared he would veto it, and every Senate Democrat voted against it to kill it in the Senate. Well, I guess that tells you what we're in for. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage. Now, look, I might only get through the very first of these, but I'll clean it all up Saturday night during the brain massage live. Hold on.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic. A gourmet meal for the mind.
I mentioned that I'm glad the GOP moved to amend the Republican platform, but not for the reasons some might expect. We're going to examine the new MAGA platform honestly, and perhaps, again, I should warn you fearlessly. Now, let me go on record as saying that I support Donald Trump for president in the 2024 election, but that does not mean I support every position he takes. I've had no respect for the Republican Party for a very long time, or very little respect, I should say. And it's partly related, but let me tell you the two things that bother me about the Republican Party. One of them, each time we've given them power, almost every single time, they are spineless. They will not use the power we give them to get the job done, to execute wrath upon these evildoers. I mean, they think it's gentlemanly to let bygones go and this kind of nonsense. That doesn't apply to justice. For example, take the recent case of Garland and the Republican resolution to hold him in criminal contempt. You know, agreed, most Republicans stepped up for this, but two California gopers and two from Ohio blocked it. They have the power to hold these criminals to account and consistently fail to do it. And this is not a one-off, by the way. It's characteristic of the GOP. They consistently refuse to obey the purpose of government outlined in Romans 13, 1-6 by the king. They're supposed to execute wrath against evildoers and reward the righteous. Now, that's one reason. The other one is that the Republican Party, especially with regard to the platform, is, at least here in California, they've never respected the platform planks on life and marriage. Now, I'm concerned about the pivot the Republican Party has taken on these two very important issues, the abortion and the queer questions. The first impacting the sanctity of life, and the latter, the sanctity of marriage. Let's examine this. In 2012, the Republicans had the strongest pro-life statement ever. And by the way, I've got it in my footnotes. I have an appendix that lays out exactly what that statement was, okay? You got to get my notes every time, but especially for this particular episode. The 2016 platform also had a very strong statement on the right to life that modeled very closely and followed very closely the 2012 statement. Totally satisfactory, by the way. Each declared the right to life that is clearly acknowledged as included in the inalienable rights of man that are spoken of in the Declaration of Independence were recognized as to be extended to the unborn child. Remember, Trump ran on this platform in 2016. Both also had a very strong statement regarding the sanctity of marriage. But in 2020, surprise, no statement regarding the sanctity of marriage was included. In fact, the word marriage is not mentioned in the 2020 platform. The statement on abortion was reduced from a brilliant examination of the Constitution's protection of the right to life and that it must be extended to the infant in the womb if it has any real meaning for any of us to this simple statement, quote, protect unborn life through every means available, end quote. In 2024, like 2020, no reference to any concern about protecting the sanctity of marriage is to be found. However, unlike 2020, the 2024 platform says nothing about protecting the unborn baby. If you are a Trump supporter and you are offended by my willingness to be honest about my concerns, well, you're asking me for something I'm not going to be able to give you. I'm never going to lie to you. I'm never going to attempt in any way to manipulate you, come what may. And I know how severe you can be punished on something like this, but that's too bad. I'm going to be honest. Trump's position on life and marriage, specifically the question of queer marriages, are concerns that I've had about Trump going all the way back as far as 2015. I mean, even before the historic ride down the Trump Tower escalator to announce his candidacy for president. Up until now, he has been willing to be more or less quiet about his personal opinions on these issues, or he certainly hasn't tried to push them on the rest of the party. But now he's making moves to define the Republican Party around his personal values on these questions. That's problematic. Many Republicans share these values in common with Trump. I don't. And I would dare say most of his evangelical supporters don't. So the GOP platform is under attack. But this is not new. Social liberals have lurked about in the Republican Party for a very long time. And they have always been very uncomfortable with this Christianizing of the party. Yeah, that's what they call it. Tell me, who among the Republicans now are giving us the greatest amount of trouble in our effort to hold on to our rights and liberties, to keep us out of war, stuff like that? Well, guess what? It's consistently the Aristos, whom among the grand old party are obstructionist on the issue of the border, on election integrity, for two examples, who are the Republicans who have no spine when it comes to holding traitors accountable for their crimes. I mean, it's the same Republicans who are wishy-washy about abortion and marriage, who are obstructing us from getting the important work done today, with the exception of Trump. Now, I have a theory that might explain that, but no time to go there now. Perhaps during the Brain Massage Live Saturday night at about 8 o'clock, I can throw it out there. Many evangelicals are concerned Trump is abandoning the life plank and cozying up to the queers. Well, let's be honest about some things. One, Trump gave us the victory against Roe, and he's never been completely with us on the issue of abortion. Neither was Reagan, by the way. And as far as the queer issue is concerned, again, nothing has changed. Now, I'm disappointed, nonetheless, that he has countenanced the complete removal of any mention to the issue of the right to life for the unborn from the platform, and that he offers zero support for the sanctity of marriage. I said disappointed, but I'm not surprised. I kind of saw it coming. At first, I thought this was only another manifestation of that cursed big tent Republicanism that was embraced and encouraged by Ronald Reagan. Now, I must say that Reagan did follow up with some mitigating statements qualifying his support for big tentism. Big tent Republicans have never been comfortable with the social issues, abortion, homosexuality, and so on, They think these are not political concerns. Funny, though, this was not always the way Republicans thought. Slavery was a social and moral issue, but they were willing to recognize it had political ramifications and that it had to be addressed with political solutions. The GOP has tried to dodge abortion and homosexuality, but denying that they are political. But we've felt the political implications of these issues. There's been a massive reduction in the idea of the sanctity of human life, generally speaking. And the queering of America has become a personal rights nightmare. Look, Trump's position is exactly what it has always been. All the movement that I have seen from Trump on the issue has happily been in the correct direction toward us, but he hasn't come all the way over until now. I understand Trump has backed up a little bit. He's endorsed the GOP platform and he's pushed for these omissions. So it's not the Aristo Republicans up to their same tiresome crawfishing spineless maneuvering as an effort to expand the tent. However, it certainly does serve their interests and should give them cause for smiles. And that is the reason I do not send money to the Republican Party. At least I try not to. It's hard to avoid in the current environment. Okay, let's look at the 20 planks of the new GOP platform. I'm going to read over them. Listen up just in case you haven't heard them. Here they are. Seal the border and stop the immigrant invasion. Carry out the largest deportation operation in American history. End inflation and make America affordable again. Make America the dominant energy producer in the world by far. Stop outsourcing and turn the United States into a manufacturing superpower. Large tax cuts for workers and no tax on tips. Defend our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our fundamental freedoms, including freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the right to keep and bear arms. Prevent World War III, restore peace in Europe and in the Middle East, and build a Great Iron Dome missile defense shield over our entire country. All made in America. Now, all of these are very good ideas. End the weaponization of government against the American people. Stop the migrant crime epidemic. Demolish the foreign drug cartels. Crush gang violence and lock up violent offenders. Rebuild our cities, including Washington, D.C., making them safe, clean, and beautiful again. Strengthen and modernize our military, making it, without question, the strongest and most powerful in the world. Keep the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. Fight for and protect Social Security and Medicare with no cuts, including no changes to the retirement age. Cancel the electric vehicle mandate and cut costly and burdensome regulations. Cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, radical gender ideology, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on our children. Keep men out of women's sports. Deport pro-Hamas radicals and make our college campuses safe and patriotic again. Secure our elections, including same-day voting, voter identification, paper ballots, and proof of citizenship. Unite our country by bringing it to new and record levels of success. There you go. The 20 planks in the 2024 GOP platform. Now, there's probably nothing in that list you don't agree with. The problem is with what is missing. And I've addressed that already. I need to conclude the first segment. Trump and the Republicans are using a split the baby strategy in addressing the issue of abortion. Splitting the baby on abortion is not a viable position. I'll explain why. This whole splitting the baby thing comes from Solomon's answer to a dispute between two mothers who claimed a baby was theirs. 1 Kings 3. Solomon called for a sword to be presented and he ordered the baby to be severed and half given to each mother, splitting the baby. The true mother cried out and gave up her claim to spare the baby. The pretending mother agreed that judgment was just. Solomon discerned that the mother who truly cared about the life of the child was the true mother and awarded her the child. And from this, politicians like to talk about splitting the baby, as a reference to the wisdom of Solomon. But friends, Solomon never intended to kill the baby. Splitting the baby politics must never result in the murder of a baby. To say we are going to split the weeks during which a baby is protected under a right to life is absurd. The question, my friend, is very simple. Does human life begin at conception? Answer, according to science, yes. Answer, according to scripture, yes. Drawing the line anywhere else is a hubris of such arrogance as is offensive to me, as it is arbitrary in terms of just plain simple logic. You're playing God, friend. Satan's been trying to pull that for a while. You're joining him? I will be like the Most High. As for the GOP platform abandoning our concerns against the queering of America, well, there's no worries there. If we're talking about opposition to forcing the queer agenda on the public, the 2024 platform is actually very strong, stronger than any of the prior ones on this point. Planks 16 and 17 address it adequately. All right, we're going to take a short break. Hold on, my friends. I'll be right back.
Satan wants you to believe the world belongs to him and that you, Christian, have no say and no place in it. But the secret is out. Jesus is king, and all mankind are his subjects. Satan has no right to rule an inch of territory in the earth. Learn how to claim the earth for Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march. The House failed to pass the resolution of criminal contempt against Garland, imposing on him a fine of $10,000 for every day he refuses to submit to the subpoena and surrender the Biden tapes to Congress. Anybody thinking about Nixon and the tape scandal? The vote was 210 nays to 204 yeas. Four Republicans voted against the resolution, and that's why it lost. Remember earlier, the vote to hold Garland in contempt, not criminal contempt, but in general contempt against the Congress, was 216 to 207, with five Democrats joining the Republicans to approve that resolution. Democrats have two of President Trump's advisors sitting in jail right now for refusing to submit to a congressional subpoena under the claim of executive privilege. Now, I think Bannon and Navarro are political prisoners, and their convictions are unjust. Do I hear you ask, what's different about Garland then? My friend, Garland is not a member of Biden's cabinet. He is not supposed to be loyal to the president, but to the Constitution. Bannon and Navarro were not appointed by congressional examination, and they were not officiating in any formal capacity over any branch of government. Furthermore, neither Bannon nor Navarro are withholding evidence legally obtained by someone else appointed by government to obtain it. Think about this. That is, they were not withholding the people's property when they withheld their own personal testimony. And upon all these grounds, rejected the subpoena as being outside the authority of the Congress. Now, Garland, however, has none of these excuses or protections, and he has all of these responsibilities. Besides, he's not being asked to testify. He's being asked to surrender testimony to the Congress that belongs to the people and not to him. And by the way, this is all about releasing the tapes, the audio recordings, of Special Counsel Robert Hur's interview, so as not to call it an interrogation, of President-alleged Biden. The interrogation by Hur was regarding allegations of Biden's criminal violations against the Records Act. You know, that business of him taking classified documents into his personal possession, storing them in his garage and elsewhere, and in his house and so on, and sharing the information in those documents with people not having access to them, including our enemies, archiving them in an office purchased for him by Chinese Communist Party money. Yeah. And you might remember that the Hur investigation concluded with a finding that, in fact, Biden did break the law. He committed crimes. He committed crimes. And so the natural thing to do would be to remand it for prosecution. However, friend, the reason the DOJ gave for not pursuing criminal charges was some nonsense about him being old and feeble and that he would play on the court, on the jury's sentiments, and so they doubted any jury would convict him. That isn't their job. I say follow through with the court case and let that decision be made by those with the legal authority to make such a determination. This is all bogus smoke and mirrors. The fact is the whole thing was done to protect Der Bidenmeister and the Democrat Party. Adding insult to injury, Garland submitted an internally prepared transcript of the audio recordings in lieu of the audio recordings. But the House Republicans had reason to believe Garland refused to submit the audio recordings and gave them the transcript instead in order to hide pertinent information from the Congress and from exposure to the American people. Like the Hunter laptop cover-up all over again, with a few changes. All of it to interfere with an election. So they subpoenaed the recordings Garland refused to give them, and that started the fight here. The Speaker, with the support of the House Republicans, decided to form a resolution of criminal contempt against Garland, allowing the Congress to add penalties to his refusal to comply. The vote came down to 210 against 204, with four Republicans voting with the Democrats. If they weren't traitors who care nothing for the rule of law, well, the vote would have been 206 to 208, you see. Or in other words, these four Republicans, they let Garland go. We need an investigation into what relationship they have with Garland and what's going on there. Of course, this brings up the Biden question. To go or not to go is the question Biden will have to answer. But the question for the Democrat elites like Obama, Pelosi, Kamala, is how do we get rid of this guy?
These things must be done delicately. Are you hurt?
Yeah, right. It is a delicate issue, friend. I mean, you spend years propping someone up to your voter base, and then you suddenly flip on him, and because he's had these problems for really quite a long time, and now all of a sudden you flip on him. Well, that's likely to disturb the magic of the Democrat unity, right? Hillary, the greatest political rematch in history. How about Michael Michel? Bongino worked with the Obamas personally on their, or professionally on their security team in the White House. And he says Michael hates politics and won't do it. Kamala, well, she actually has some supporters. And whatever reasons were in play when she was selected to be the vice president, though mysterious and unfathomable to us, apparently they still exist. So what are they going to do about this? The overarching concern to us, however, is how the Democrats expect to steal the election this go-round. I mean, the lights are really shining all over everything they do right now. It's going to be much more difficult than it was in 2020. And this brings up the SAVE Act, Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, which is an effort by MAGA Republicans to secure election security or integrity by requiring all voters to show proof of citizenship. President-elect Biden declared he would veto it, but he never got the chance because every Senate Democrat voted against this bill. I can't find if any Republican senators joined the Democrats and voted against it. If you have information on that, please send it my way. The Devilcrats, in case you missed my meaning with Democrat, are disingenuous. They dismissed the SAVE Act as moot, that is unnecessary or, well, already decided. Because in 1993, Congress passed the National Voter Registration Act, and then President Bill Clinton signed it into law. And that act, I understand, stipulates all American citizens are to be allowed to vote in our federal elections. The Dirty Devil Dems also cite the 1996 law entitled the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigration Responsibility Act, which explicitly prohibits non-citizens from voting in federal elections. What they don't tell you is that neither of these expressly defines a requirement to produce proof of citizenship when registering to vote in federal elections. Now that's the loophole the SAVE Act closes. Eligible documents include real ID, a valid U.S. passport, military ID and service record, a government-issued photo ID showing birthplace or a government-issued photo ID that does not include birthplace or citizenship, but it is supported by additional valid secondary documentation. So who would be opposed to requiring proof of citizenship to vote? Would it be the same people who are letting millions of illegal immigrants cross our borders? Would it be the people who are telling these illegals, don't forget to vote for Biden, in circulars distributed by certain NGOs and so on, and with the look the other way of the Democrats? Would it be the people who are giving registration forms to illegal aliens applying for government assistance, where they are told, you don't need to show any ID to complete the voter registration form. Just sign right here and say you are a citizen. Would it be these people who include the voter registration form in these packets? Would it be the same people who outrageously stole the 2020 election, you think? Might it be them? To say they oppose it because it's already illegal is actually a lie. They oppose it because they're running out of ways to steal the election, and they need a massive number of illegals to vote in order to overcome Trump's massive popularity. Some of you might wonder why I continue to support Trump, although I am very concerned about him lately pushing his values regarding abortion and queer marriage, in the shaping of the Republican Party, reshaping it. Let's hope Trump takes another look at these two issues with a copy of that Bible he had printed a little while back, and he comes to the truth on these issues. I think it is clear he is a lover of truth. He's too clear-headed to be somebody who just dismisses truth. There's something else going on here with these issues that I'll discuss Saturday night, 8 o'clock, during the Brain Massage Live. But right now, don't give me any he's a liar stuff without stipulating the lie you are accusing him of telling. He has been one of the most honest presidents we've ever seen. I've got to wrap it up. I'm preaching a series titled The Bible and the Bill of Rights. I want to extend to you a personal invitation to come meet Becky, that's my wife, me, the friendly and loving family of the Lighthouse, this coming Sunday. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. You can just say lights on if you agree with what I'm saying, or lights off if you disagree. And if you want me to call you back, just let me know. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Satan wants you to believe the world belongs to him and that you, Christian, have no say and no place in it. But the secret is out. Jesus is king, and all mankind are his subjects. Satan has no right to rule an inch of territory in the earth. Learn how to claim the earth for Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.